Welcome. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, if you were to guess, you'd think I didn't listen in church. But I do listen in church. And I put the things together that the preacher is saying to my life and to yours and to the show and to what's going on in the world today. And yesterday we had a guest speaker. We had a guest pastor, you know, it's vacation time. And the title of his sermon was Values to Stake Your Life On. And if you want to write down the scripture, it was from 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17. But he caught my ear when he said that he was going to quote these ethics from a book called The Cowboy Ethics. And in this book, I have shared this with you before, but in this book, it's written by James P. Owen, and he talks about cowboy ethics, what Wall Street can learn from the Code of the West. The Code of the West. And, of course, the pastor yesterday morning was putting this to the values of life as we get it from the scriptures as well. So the Code of the West, as he was giving this, it popped into my mind. Wouldn't it be nice? This is what you're not supposed to do, is apply the scripture to someone else. But wouldn't it be nice if Congress were cowboys? So I'm going to thank the pastor yesterday morning for giving me today's show. And I thought, you know, I'm kind of sick and tired of the news. Let's talk about that. Wouldn't it be nice if Congress were cowboys? So the cowboy ethics, the Code of the West, are as follows. Live each day with courage. And we'll repeat these later on in the show. Take pride in your work. Always finish what you start. Do what has to be done. Be tough, but fair. When you make a promise, keep it. Ride for the brand. Talk less, I love this one, and say more. I could apply that to my life, I'm sure. Remember that some things aren't for sale. And number 10, know where to draw the line. Know where to draw the line. Of course, I was thinking of the integrity and the righteousness of God's word as well as what is applied or in what is implied through the Code of the West, the cowboy ethics. And, of course, when we want to point fingers at someone else, we need to be pointing fingers back at ourselves. Do I live the cowboy ethics in my life as I should? But Congress has forgotten who the brand is that they ride for. They don't recognize a brand. And we could see that in the everyday comments that they make. And I have some news that we will share here in a little bit. My husband and I like to watch cowboy movies. We bring on the old ones. I kind of kid about having the 24-hour cowboy network on all the time at home. And we'll watch these old movies. I particularly like John Wayne, as many of you do. And Audie Murphy is one of my favorites. Audie Murphy said he only did one movie. He did it several times over. Different name. Same story. But he has some really good movies, and some of them plays the bad guy in. And there was one this weekend that I hadn't really seen before, and it is old. It is old. Of course, anything with Audie Murphy, and it's old. But he was the bad guy. He was riding with the Daltons. He got mixed up with the bad crowd. But he wasn't really a bad guy inside. He didn't want to kill people. He didn't want to really do all these things. He was kind of up against the wall a few times. But in the end, his fiance and her father turned him in. Said they would wait for him. That he was a good man and they would wait for him. But this was the only way for him to turn his life around. So the cowboy movies usually have a good ending. The old ones anyway. And it's riding for the brand, doing what is right. Except when you run over the Daltons. But he was trying to do what was right. You had to see the movie. And one of my favorite John Wayne movies was The Cowboys. When all these youngsters wanted to be a cowboy, John Wayne took them in. He was an old man with his wife, never had any children. And he took them in. And he made men out of them. He taught them integrity. He taught them to work hard. You don't give up. And you're going to show some pain. You're going to have pain, but you can't give up. Do we do that in our lives? Do we conquer those things in our lives that absorb us, that take us over? Maybe our fears. I don't know about you. I have plenty of those. But you know, you ride for the brand. You ride each day. You do what has to be done. And when you don't, which Beth is one of those great procrastinators, you end up with a lot on your plate. But putting this to politics today is what I'm going to try to do, putting it to Congress. What is the brand? Who is the brand that they ride for? We talk a lot about our Constitution. We talk about the Bill of Rights. We talk about coming up here in another week and a half is Independence Day. The Declaration of Independence did not give you freedom. It was the blood and the guts and the determination of those founding fathers that were done being pushed around by a tyrannical king. Are they the brand we should ride for? We serve a God who died on a cross. Is that the brand we should ride for? We elect Congress to do a job, to represent the people. Whose brand are they supposed to ride for? I have several things in the news that I want to bring to you that hopefully you'll understand how I'm trying to put this together. The cowboy ethics. The code of the West. If we would live like that. And if you could think, you know, the pastor yesterday was saying things that his father had told him through the years. And he says, I'm sure that you've heard some of these. And I was just shaking my head. Yes, yes, yeah. I think mom and dad do tell us things like that too. You know, riding for the brand. Standing up and living for truth and integrity. It isn't always easy. But it is necessary. It would sure clean up a lot of clutter in our lives, wouldn't it? What if Congress were cowboys? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, you know what? I'm going to hold off on the phone calls until we get a little farther into the show. Should cowboys. Should Congress be cowboys? What would be different? When we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I'm going to make a little confession here. I'm having extreme computer problems. And I was not able to print off my monologue, so my monologue was all off the cuff. That you probably didn't notice that at all. However, the first thing I did this morning when I got into the office was pull my Cowboy Ethics book off of the bookshelf and went straight to work on it. So like many of us, I was, like I mentioned in my monologue earlier, I was thinking of how somebody else needs to change their life, how somebody else needs to make a difference. But the Code of the West, it's what I just shared with you, and I'm going to share it again. And I got to thinking about it. Wouldn't it be nice if Congress were cowboys? If they would live each day with courage. If they would take pride in their work. If they would always finish what they start. Do what has to be done. Be tough, but be fair. And I think we'd have to say and be constitutional. When you make a promise, keep it. Wouldn't that be something for a politician to make a promise and keep it? And Ride for the Brand is the one that really catches my heart today. Talk less and say more. You know, they do a lot of talking. Remember that some things aren't for sale when those lobbyists come knocking at the door. know where to draw the line. Working cowboys are the embodiment of the true American spirit. They live a rugged, clean life, a difficult yet simple life. And that is a quote from Clint Eastwood. This is about writing for the brand. Son, a man's brand is his own special mark. It says, this is mine. Leave it alone. You hire out a man. You ride for his brand and protect it like it was your own. He said, Mr. Wagner, come out here in 1903. This country was sagebrush, mesquite trees, and sand. He carved him this ranch out of blood, sweat, and guts. So be proud that you ride for his brand. And I thought that was interesting. You hire out to a man and you ride for his brand and protect it as if it was your own. Do you do that in your life? Do you protect the brand as if it was your own? In your work life, do you work for your boss and protect his business like it was your own? So while I'm pointing at Congress, because we know what they're not doing, are they protecting America as if it was their own? Or are they trying to change it to something else? It also said, and these are quotes out of the book. Beth isn't thinking them up on her own, okay? A man wanting in courage would be as much out of place in a cow camp as a fish on dry land. Indeed, the life he is a daily compelled to lead calls for the existence of the highest degree of cool, calculating courage. Real courage, he says, is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been scared to death to take on a task, a job, or to do something? You know, not all of us has had an opportunity to save a life. I haven't, really. But there have been moments when I was scared to death, but I had to saddle up and do the job anyway. Now, I like to talk about the time when we had somebody, we were struggling. We'd lost our home in a fire, and I had five little children. One was just not even a year old. He was actually not born when the house burned. But we were building a house, and we were living in it at the same time. And when we moved in, I'm seriously telling you, it had no interior walls and no real electricity other than what was coming from the meter to the house. We had a drain, but we didn't have water coming in except what was coming in on a hose. We were roughing it, so to speak. It was like a big tent. Nothing in it. My husband was working full-time. I was trying to make a home, and I was working full-time. I was trying to do things on the house when he wasn't there, plus take care of these five little kiddos. It was rough. We can laugh about it now, but it wasn't too funny back then. Somebody came knocking, and they wanted to fix a roof. And my husband thought, well, I'll let them put on the roof. That'll save me a little bit of time. They worked for part of a day, and they left at noon, and they didn't come back. And my husband said, what happened to the roofers? I said, I don't know. I was down here. I was in the basement part of the house, and I was trying to stain cabinets that would eventually go up in the kitchen. And I was watching five my little tribe running around all over the place. Well, they didn't put the shingles on correctly. They didn't know what they were doing, and they walked off the job. So that weekend, now Beth is scared of heights, and I mean I am scared of heights. But I got up on that roof, the lower part. I would not attempt the higher part. I didn't saddle up that high. And I helped my husband take those shingles off carefully so that we could use them again. And my little ones, the older ones, they wanted up on that roof so bad, and I was a nervous wreck. So that's about the only time I can remember having great courage in that respect. But I think it took great courage just to raise that family. And anybody who has a family, it takes great courage to raise them, whether you have one child or 13 children. You have to saddle up every morning. As the old saying goes, put your big girl panties on and move on. You just got to do the job. Lives, in that respect, are depending on you. Those little lives have to be fed. Those little lives have to be taken care of. And they have to be raised and taught how to ride for the brand. The cowboy ethics in life. It says, when you're riding, now this is like an old country song. When you're riding through hell, just keep on riding. Don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. It also says cowboying. Cowboying doesn't build character, it reveals it. Whatever you do in life, whether you're a plumber, a carpenter, a factory worker, a businessman, the one who wrote this book worked on Wall Street. He was a businessman, an investor. I bet they saw a lot of lacking in ethics there, as you do anywhere. You know, even if you're a carpenter, if you're out on the job, some people don't think anything about throwing their garbage out on the ground. That's what they have dumpsters for. It says there's more courage than jumping into a river to save someone's life. It is also being willing to speak up and say that something isn't right. Even if that means going against your partner, your colleagues, or your superiors. And I would say, we talk about Congress being the cowboys. If we the people were the cowboys, we'd be doing a lot more speaking up about this time, wouldn't we? We're heading into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Your calls are welcome. Actually, I think I'm a little bit early. I don't hear the music just yet. I'm going to share one more thing. What if Congress were cowboys? But what if we the people were cowboys? We have a lot to learn, a huge lesson to learn in courage. You know, I had several of you send the cease and desist letters, but not enough of you. Were you lacking in courage, or you just think, it's not going to make a difference? So, we can all learn a huge lesson on courage, tenacity, doing what is right and what is righteous to make a better world for those who live here, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our neighbors, our co-workers. Those who disagree with you, you know, cowboy up. It's time to get on the saddle and ride into town. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSE Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166.
or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I said I would have some news, and I do. The question for the day, or the comment for today, is what if Congress were cowboys? Yeah. Well, what if we the people were cowboys? We could always point those fingers at ourselves, too. I have here, you know, I was just thinking this morning. I seriously was. I was just thinking this morning, and the reason I was is because I was going through something, and I saw her name. And I thought, we haven't heard from Mad Maxine for a while. Well, guess what? This morning she's on a rampage, or this weekend, and she's all fired up, and she's mad at President Donald Trump, and she's siding with Iran. Now, who knows what's true and what's not true? But she's claiming that the United States was in the wrong, and that we were violating Tehran's airspace, and that they had every right to shoot down our drone. So Maxine Waters is going after that, and I have in my hand some statistics coming out of, well, I'm not sure where they're coming from. State of California. They're calling the state of California the largest insane asylum in the world. Now, speaking of Congress, I almost said it. Speaking of Congress, just for those who are listening on the radio, I have a little contest going on Facebook. And they are supposed to tell me what it is I call Congress. If you want to give them a little clue, you can give us a call at 877-895-5410. So I'm trying really hard not to say it today. Well, the largest insane asylum in the world is the state of California. And this is coming from the L.A. Times. 40% of all workers in L.A., that's 10.2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. Now, I don't begrudge them that at all. This is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants, so I do begrudge them that, working without a green card. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. Now, this is coming from the L.A. Times. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans and Medi-Cal, whose birth were paid for by taxpayers. Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals, and they are also here illegally. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. That doesn't mean necessarily Mexico. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. This is in the state of California. 21 radio stations in L.A. are Spanish-speaking. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people speak English. 3.9 million people speak Spanish. There are 10.2 million people in L.A. County. All 10 of the above facts were published in the Los Angeles Times. That's where they came from. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking up crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York results from immigration, illegal immigration. Also, 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. Now, this is just in the state of California. So, I asked my clever sidekick, Rudy, today. I said, can you find out who all the senators are and who all the representatives are in the state of California? And he's right there with it. Of course, we knew Dianne Feinstein. From the state of California, Senator Feinstein. Now, you remember her, don't you, from the past? And Kamala Harris. She's fairly new. Now, Feinstein has been a senator 27 years, since 82. Can't read my own writing. Now, they have a whole bunch of gob of representatives. Kevin McCarthy is one. I'm going to give the Republicans due. I'm just naming the ones that I recognize. He's been there since 2007. These are career politicians. Sorry, Kevin, I like you, but Adam Schiff, good old Adam Schiff, he's been there 18 years helping the state of California be a better place to live since 2001. Maxine Waters, good old Mad Maxine, since 1990. I'm sorry. That's not right. 1991? 28 years she has been. Has that been? Oh my gosh. 28 years she has been helping California be a better place to live. Now, I have all of them listed here. I did not have him look up how long all of them had been in there. We know Kamala Harris is fairly new. She's running for president, and she is one angry dude. Dudette. She doesn't like anything. She doesn't like anybody except socialism and illegal aliens. So, this could tell you exactly why California representatives and senators, maybe not all of them, but the Democrat ones, want illegal aliens to vote. What if they were cowboys and really knew what brand they were riding for? I asked you last week. They're career politicians. Are you their career? Are you their career? Are you the brand that they saddle up to ride for? Are you the one, we the people, are we the ones that they're truly representing? AOC, bless her little heart. That's what they say in the South, you know. Bless her little heart. Oh, where'd that article go? She is encouraging people to hide illegal aliens from ICE. Put them up in your home. I guess they need to live in garages. Put them up in your home. You think AOC's got any of them living with her? Do you think Dianne Feinstein has any of them living with her, or Kamala Harris? Or Adam Schiff? Do you think any of them are living with them? No! But she wants you to hide them from ICE to keep from getting deported. This woman hasn't got sense enough to come in out of the rain, and I seriously mean that. This is where I told the producer before I went on the air, because nothing was working in this office. I couldn't print my monologue. I couldn't get my computer to respond. I love the way it can respond, at least, and say, not responding. I said, well, this is where we separate the girls from the women. The women from the girls. I had to saddle up and do it without a monologue. Of course, I write them anyway, so I know what they say. But AOC, she hasn't learned how to saddle up yet. Or she's riding for the brand with the black hats, not the white hats. You know, there were bad cowboys, too. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have some other news I want to get to, but your calls are welcome. We're heading into the final break. To the final segment of the show, 877-895-5410. What is it? Who is it? What do I call Congress? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty, plus Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. I have the question that's out there for the Facebook that is a show-related question. The other one is a constitutional quest game question. But the show-related question is, what does Beth call Congress? So far, none of them have answered that I can see. At least they're not asking. They're not. Oh, I see an answer now. I see one. I see one. Somebody got it right. So that actually, that phrase that I coined, came up one time when my youngest son was visiting, and he and I both kind of came up with that, so I have to give him half credit for it. It hasn't taken off like Tucker Carlson's name for the creepy porn lawyer. That everybody's calling him creepy porn lawyer, but we'll see if we can. At least one person's got it right up there. So you go to, if you want to get a free T-shirt or get in the drawing, you have to go to csetalkradio.com. Going back to what's going on in this nation, I don't think that Congress, well, actually, they probably do. You know, the old saying is they need to be like NASCAR and Sprint and have the logos on their suits so we know exactly who they're representing. But this came in an email to me, and this guy has some really good stuff, and he goes pretty deep into this, which we will not do today on the air. But he says, what's the difference in Bernie Sanders' free tuition for college and today's taxation for free kindergarten through 12th grade public school education? Now, this person isn't promoting it. They're asking a question. And then he quotes from the U.S. Supreme Court in Loan Association versus Topeka 18. to lay with one hand the power of government on the property of the citizen, and with the other to bestow it on favored individuals, is nonetheless robbery because it is called taxation. Now think about that. On one hand, they're laying this hand on the property of the citizen, whether it's your property that they're taxing, your income that they're taxing. And on the other hand, they have some kind of agenda or individual that they're going to give free stuff to. Excuse me, all you grammar teachers, I'm doing this on purpose. There ain't nothing free. Somebody has to pay for it somewhere, and I'll guarantee you it isn't going to be Bernie Sanders. Taxation is serious stuff. Now, he goes on in this, and he talks about how they have taken over our public education system. And it goes all the way back to John Dewey with the Dewey Decimal System. And we're not going to get into that. It's pretty deep. But if you look at it, and the Department of Education, yeah, President Ronald Reagan told us he was going to get rid of it, he was going to decrease it, but instead it got larger and it's getting bigger all the time. Because it's controlling. It doesn't need to be there. We don't need a federal department of anything that controls you locally. If you want public school system, by golly, we need a public school system. I think it's good. I don't think it's good what's coming out of D.C. And now we're moving on to another topic. And this is coming from, what's his name? Jackson. And this is his media team. He says, leftist outcry, let no tragedy go to waste. And we have heard that over and over and over again. And these are the words of Bernie Sanders. And he's got his hair all messy, you know, he must be in the wind all the time. He's got his hair all messy and he's pointing and he's carrying on. Gone are the days when a mass shooting was a rare event sparked by deep-seated motives. Yeah. Instead, we live in a world where a Google search for recent mass shootings yields multiple results. Of course, what they're wanting, and he's referring to the Virginia Beach shooting, and what they're wanting is to give more restrictive gun laws. Well, the last I checked, and this article says as much, the last I checked, criminals don't obey laws. So you can have 10 laws, 100 laws, 1,000 laws on the books, and it's not going to make any difference to a criminal. Which brand is Bernie riding for? Bernie likes to go off on socialism as if it's a great thing. There's been no country yet that it has truly worked for, not for the people. Ask Venezuela how well it's going down there. Ask the citizens, not the hierarchy. They're doing just fine. Bernie thinks he's going to do just fine. Of course, Bernie's a millionaire because he wrote a book. We could all be millionaires if we wrote a book. But he hates capitalism. But I'm pretty sure selling your book for profit is capitalism. Pretty sure it falls in that category. You know, folks, we joke about some of this, but it's really very serious. We literally, and California is an example, have folks representing us, supposedly. You elect them to do that. but they're riding for somebody else's brand. They're turncoats. They're deceivers. They don't live by the cowboy ethics. They don't care about the cowboy ethics. They're not riding the brand for America because they hate America. It was never that great anyway. The American cowboy, or the cowboy, is strictly an icon from our country. No one else can claim them. Oh, they want them. But no one else can claim that American cowboy. And they came in all colors and all sizes. You know that, right? They were intensely loyal to the outfit they were working for and would fight to the death for it. They would follow their wagon boss through hell and never complain. What if Congress were cowboys? Stood with integrity, riding for the brand, and the brand is liberty. What if we the people were cowboys, riding for the brand, and the brand was liberty? Wow. They'd be bringing them cowboys home. And that's what we'll do to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.